From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block in Washington.
And I'm Audie Cornish in Culver City, California. Our next story is set just a few miles southeast of us here in Compton. There, Asia Brown made history this past summer when she became the youngest mayor in city history. There's a lot of buzz there around the charismatic 31-year-old. The city of about 100,000 has long struggled with gangs and street violence, but it wasn't always that way. Compton flourished in the 1950s and 60s when its factory jobs were a beacon for African Americans fleeing the South. That's the Compton that Asia Brown heard about from her family growing up, and NPR's Kirk Sigler reports on her plan to turn the city around.
Here's why most people around the world have heard of Compton.
I'm coming straight out of Compton. I'm from Compton, where the wrong colors, be cautious. One phone call, hey, your body dumped in mud.
Rappers put this city on the map in the 80s and 90s, and it's still dragging the city down today, according to Mayor Asia Brown, who voters elected handily in July.
And I think that as long as people can recognize Eazy and Dr. Dre, I think that we have to work twice as hard to be able to put a new image in front of the world.
Brown says fix that image first and other tangible change will follow. Her rebranding of Compton is already underway here on this newly redeveloped stretch of Willowbrook Avenue.
So here we have fresh produce. So we have, so our vegetables have come in.
Walking around Compton's new weekly farmers market, Brown has shed her signature pumps for flats. And getting this going was one of the first things she did when she took office. There hasn't been a farmers market in Compton for 25 years.
I get so excited.
Brown grew up in nearby Pasadena, but has family roots in Compton. She has 2 degrees in urban planning from the University of Southern California and isn't lacking in confidence. And there are some early successes beyond just this market to back that up. She's already cut Compton's deep budget deficit nearly in half. She started a gang intervention and community policing program in an effort to smooth out decades of mistrust between this community and L.A. sheriff's deputies who patrol it. She's also using tax incentives to lure more businesses and young professionals like her back to the city. It's all an ambitious agenda that Brown says rests on image and community empowerment.
When I talk to citizens and they make references to other communities, how they're cleaner and, you know, how they don't have graffiti. Well, in other communities, you know, people don't throw the trash on the ground. You know, if they see graffiti, they report it. And so it really is going to be a change at the citizens' level.
Early on, it seems, there's a lot of buy-in in this city plagued by years of corruption at City Hall.
Hi, how are you? Good to see you out here.
Further down the street, in front of the new Martin Luther King Transit Center, a woman waiting for the bus jumps up to congratulate Brown for writing a new code to crack down on prostitution.
Thank you for cleaning up my office.
We're working on it.
It's a little too early to draw comparisons between Brown and fast-rising black politicians like Cory Booker or even Barack Obama in his early days. But there's a wide sense here that she's going places.
Thank you all for coming out.
Thank you.
Oh, this is wonderful.
One afternoon at a new Coffee with the Mayor event at a local Starbucks, the buzz around Brown in the room is electric. People practically trip over each other to meet her and snap photos with her. Sarah Penderman, a retired teacher, and her friend Jackie McGee, a retired nurse, stand at the back of the cafe beaming.
I've lived here over 40 years, so it's time for a change, and she's a good change.
We have the capability of being a great city, and we were once.
Make no mistake, there are still a lot of problems here. Unemployment is stubbornly high. A recent weekend brought a slate of deadly drive-by shootings just blocks from here. It was a grim reminder that Brown's new gang and youth development initiatives have their work ahead of them. And earlier this year, the perennial racial tensions between blacks and Latinos were again thrust into the spotlight.
LA County Sheriff's deputies are investigating 2 hate crimes in Compton. In one case, authorities say gang members repeatedly terrorized an African-American family.
See, another common stereotype is that Compton is a black city, but actually, like much of South LA today, it's predominantly Latino. Lifelong Compton resident Julius Franklin describes himself as half black and half Latino and was among hundreds to attend a unity rally in the days after those hate crimes. He says the new mayor is someone who can unite both sides.
Sometimes it get portrayed as something more serious than what it is, and a lot of those events are just isolated events. Maybe we personally don't like each other, and they turn into an African-American against Latino thing.
Living here, my community is very mixed.
Again, Asia Brown.
I have a variety of supporters. The Latino community and the African-American community are very supportive, and we all want the same things.
Brown bristles a little at the topic of racial tension here, saying a lot of the violence can be attributed to people outside the community.
And you can't stop that, but you definitely can keep cohesion within the city.
Brown says emphatically that City Hall has to start looking more like the city itself. She points out that in this past summer's election, voters also elected Compton's first ever Latino council member. In front of City Hall, where she's standing, there's a huge mural of President Obama. It's hard not to draw at least one comparison that, like him, in these early days in office, people are pinning a lot of hope on her. Kirk Ziegler, NPR News.